Massachusetts vaccinates school children at one of the highest rates in the country, 96%. But it also has pockets of much lower rates, and about one-fifth of schools don't even report their rates to the state. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg is here now to tell us about two efforts underway in the Massachusetts legislature to address what are known as low vaccination hotspots. Hi, Kerry.
Good morning, Bob.
So tell us more about these two bills in the state legislature. What are they?
Well, one has been out for a few weeks. It would simply eliminate what's called the religious exemption. That is, parents could no longer refuse to vaccinate a school child on the basis of religion. Here's that bill's lead sponsor, Representative Andy Vargas.
The fact that we're at an all-time high in religious exemptions, I think, goes to show that, you know, we really need to get at the heart of the problem and have the courage to do so and be a state that is willing to respect the science and what our doctors and pediatricians and experts are telling us.
And a handful of states have already done this. They've eliminated the religious exemption, most recently New York, which had that big measles outbreak, and Maine. But it tends to be very contentious because many parents who don't want to vaccinate their children use the religious exemption. In some states, it's called the personal belief exemption. Vargas has already gotten some blowback on his bill, and now there's a new bill that was just presented.
Well, tell us about the new bill. How does it differ from the first one?
Well, it leaves the religious exemption in place, but it basically overhauls and bolsters the whole state child vaccination system. Here's a lead sponsor, State Senator Becca Rausch.
The Commonwealth led the nation nearly 200 years ago with the first mandated smallpox vaccine. So it is not surprising to me that many people assume we are still a leader in immunization policy. Unfortunately, that assumption is wrong. Current Massachusetts immunization policy contains multiple flaws.
One example of a flaw, in her view, it's voluntary for schools to report their vaccination rates to the state. This bill would make it mandatory. And if a school's vaccination rate falls to the point that it loses what's called herd immunity.
All right, herd immunity. You've got to explain that.
So by that, we mean so many people are immunized that everyone's protected, even if they can't get vaccinated because the germs can't spread. So with this bill, if the vaccination rate falls below that, schools would have to notify families. Here's Representative Maria Robinson from Framingham speaking in support of the bill at a press conference.
All communities have the right to know if they're at risk of contracting one of these deadly diseases that many of us had believed to be completely eradicated, and yet we're seeing pockets pop up all over the country.
Are there schools in Massachusetts, Kerry, that have lost herd immunity for certain germs because the vaccination rates have dropped?
Well, most haven't, but the bill's sponsors say that hundreds of schools have either fallen below or, much more commonly, haven't reported their data, so we just don't know. The main thrust of the bill is to help the Department of Public Health get more of a handle on vaccinations, including handling vaccine exemptions.
That's referring to medical exemptions when a child can't get a vaccine for health reasons, or those religious exemptions that you mentioned before?
Right. And while this bill would leave the religious exemptions, it would require parents to check a box on the form they sign, acknowledging that failing to vaccinate a child can cause very serious risk to that child or others. And that clause is not okay with Candace Edwards from the advocacy group Health Choice for Action, who says her son had a reaction to a vaccine, but she couldn't get a medical exemption from his doctor.
I would never sign something to say that I'm knowingly causing harm by not vaccinating my child when I've been told that I would cause my child harm if I vaccinated him.
Now, she says there's a lot in the bill that she's concerned about, and she'd rather see more research on which children are at risk for a vaccine reaction.
You know, big picture, this is such a hot issue. Mm-hmm. I imagine that she and others are ready to testify when these bills eventually come up for a hearing on Beacon Hill.
Yes, she and many others. The bills have a great deal of support, too, particularly from the medical community and educators like this newer bill to overhaul the vaccination system because it would take the burden off schools.
So we'll be following those as the weeks move on.
We will.
WBUR Common Health Editor Kerry Goldberg, thanks a lot.
Welcome.